Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace and peace, grace and peace. Oh my God. Man, what do you say? It is the Feast of and Gathering, the last day of the eighth day. Last night we had the last night of the and gathering of the week of Tabernacle. And the and gathering is about everybody receiving their change. And everybody at the same time will receive it. But you have the judgment taking place too, whether or not you end up in the kingdom or the lake of fire. That's also part of the ingathering feast. And this is that thing. We covered a lot of that last night. Well, today we're going to cover what the Father is doing at the ingathering. What is He doing? He's separating the righteous from the wicked, and He got a place prepared for us. You know, whether you're getting into the kingdom or not, you know, you got a place prepared. So our thing is to know His works in those things, what He's going to do with, you know, what He has prepared for us, what He has in store for the body of God. So with that being said, we're going to get started. So we're going to ask our sisters to cover their heads. I'm going to ask our brethren to uncover their heads, and if probable, if all possibility, you can stand and face Jerusalem. We're going to open up.
Forgive me, everyone. I have a slight cold I'm coming off of. So I pray I'm not that offensive. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, Paltry heart. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Say with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and meet out the valley of Shechem. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot, Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I tramp. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, who has cast us off, and will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalms 108, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, today we're dealing with day gathering and the day of. What is it to us?
Amen.
You know, what is the end to us? You know, we can't just be talking about, you know, the world is this and the world is that, because it ain't just the world that's going to end up in the lake of fire. You got a whole lot of Israelites going too, even in this 21st century. So don't get those things confused that it's us against the world. No, it's you against the world and self against the world. And it's ourselves against ourselves. You see, we got to overcome this flesh and the world. You know, we had good ones in the land. At least we didn't have to overcome the world. All we had to do was work on the flesh. Now we got to overcome the flesh and the world to get this thing. Let's start this where we start off these days. We're going to skip around. We read all of it last night. We're going to get right to the crux. Leviticus 23:1-4. Leviticus 23:1-4. Let's say Shabbat Shalom, Sister Rhea. Please forgive me. Shabbat Shalom.
All good, King Free. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amen. Okay.
23:1.
Leviticus 23:1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Forgive me, it's going a little slow. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1 reads, and like I said, everyone, please forgive me if I sound a little off. Amen. Leviticus 23:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day is a Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in your dwelling. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons.
See, that's the thing. We're about to proclaim the end gathering. in this season because this is that season, all right? We covered all the rest of them. If you're at this point, praise God, you're still here. First thing. The second thing is that you gave your mind to even understand that you're here.
Amen.
You know, and we're at this point in his feast day. So skip down to verse 39. We're going to pick that up.
Amen. Verse 39. Leviticus 23 and 39 reads, also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath.
That's it. That's the law, right? Okay, so this is the eighth day of that feast, which happened to be a Sabbath, which reason why your brothers are not at work in the middle of the week. But it is what it is, right? It's a Sabbath. You're not supposed to be working. So this is that thing. This is where we are now. The eighth day. Let's look at this. What the Father got a name for it. Go to Exodus 23 and 14. He got a name for it.
Amen.
It's not just the eighth day. Exodus 23:14. When you receive a read.
Amen. Exodus 23:23. Amen. Exodus 23 and verse 14 reads, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month, in the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. 16. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, which thou hast gathered in thy labors.
See that? What do you mean when you has gathered in all your labors? That's the works. He's talking really to Jesus Christ. When you have gathered in all your works, all the works that you put into the creation, now you're going to gather them in.
Amen.
Everything, whether it be good and evil, whether it be the harvest, be whatever's in this side of the harvest, whether it be good fruit, bad fruit, I'm gathering it all in. I'm taking everything in. So this is that thing. That's why you call it the Feast of Ingathering. This is the harvest of the entire creation from Adam.
Amen.
Okay? What do you mean? Next verse, please.
Amen. Verse 17. Three times in a year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God.
See, that represented the entire creation standing before God. That's what he meant by that. The first one is the Passover. He said all thy males must appear before God. This is a commandment. Well, people say, well, the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. Well, if that's the case, Jesus broke his own law. He wasn't there. He said, the law is that all your males appear before me on the first day of unleavened bread. And there it is. Where was he? On the Passover. All right, moving right along. Then you got the Feast of Pentecost, which is kicked off by the wave offering, which is him.
Amen.
So the Feast of Pentecost, the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost, which is the first resurrection of the just. That offering is made with fire, with leavening, I should say. And then you got the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days and then gathering, which is today, the eighth day. This is that thing. So he said, now three times a year, all your males must appear. This is that time.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 22:29.
Exodus 22:29?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Exodus chapter 22 and verse 29 reads, thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy son shall thy give unto me.
See, that represent the first of the first resurrection, which would be Jesus. And then it's the first resurrection, those that come out of the earth. There, right there. 22:29. See that?
Amen.
Revelations 20 and 4.
Amen.
Revelations 20 and 4, when you receive it, read.
Revelations 20 and verse 4 reads, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection.
See, that's the first fruit.
Mm.
He said the first fruit, that got the, you know, that's what you bring before God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what's going into the house of God. Why? Continue.
Amen. Verse 5. "But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
So this is the first fruits, and it's for the priesthood. That's why he said you separate your firstborn or your firstborn of your sons unto me. For what? The priesthood.
Amen.
Those that come up in the first resurrection get the priesthood.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Exodus 34 and 21. Exodus 34 and 21.
Exodus 34 and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You receive a read.
Exodus 34 and verse 21 reads, "6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in. Earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of what harvest of wheat harvest, forgive me, and the feast of ingathering at the end." Oh, let's read that again. Exodus 34 and verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious. So, 6 days thou shalt work,
mm-hmm.
but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in.
Uh-huh.
Earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest.
Stop. So, what? How is Satan going to get loosed on the seventh day?
Mm.
How the wicked is going to be released on the seventh day? It's a day of rest. Satan is not going to interrupt that, and God is not going to bring him into it. So how is he going to be loose to disrupt that?
Right.
And he already told you that because our fathers grieved him, they won't enter into the rest. So why is there, you know, what if they're being judged on the seventh day, then they entered into the rest. They entered into the seventh day.
Mm. Message. Amen. 22. "And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks,"
which is the Pentecost, which is the first fruits. Continue.
"Of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end."
So you see, you got the first resurrection here. You don't even see the wave off. I mean, the Passover here. It's strictly talking about the first and the second resurrection in Exodus chapter 34. And it says this. It says you got the first fruits, and then you got the second harvest, which is the great white throne, which is the end gathering. This is what this is about.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 23, "Thrice in the year shall all your men..."
Now read that 22 again.
Okay. Exodus 34 and 22. "And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end.
What do you mean at the year's end? Because you're finna get ready to go into the ninth day in the creation of Adam, which happened to be the fourth day in the creation when he said, let there be light, which you just happened to walk right into the Father's kingdom. Year's end, a new millennium.
Amen. And as walk into the door for the Father's kingdom, I just add all the numbers you said in your hand and it equals four.
Yeah. But that's the only way through the to the Father is that you go through who?
Jesus.
And he's the what?
The door.
Case in point, I guess. Yeah. Anywho, this is where we at, right? All right. St. Matthew's chapter 13 and 29. St. Matthew's 13 and 29. So you see, you got all the males appearing once again. You see that? Because they represent the first and the second resurrection. That's why all males had to be there. And then we, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, represented everyone that made it into the Father's kingdom on the Passover. That's why all males had to be there.
Right.
Funny thing, the Passover is really after the end gathering.
How many months after?
Six.
Right. Amen. Are you thinking?
No, I'm just going to go into another spiel, but I changed my mind.
Okay.
So let's go into
Matthew 13 and
24. Yeah, 24, yeah. Matthew 13, 24.
Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24 reads, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then have it tares? Amen. 28. And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go up and gather them up? But he said, nay, least while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together unto the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
There it is. See that? That's the end gathering right there.
The end gathering.
Okay. Now skip down to verse 36.
Amen. Matthew 13 and verse 36.
Yes, ma'am.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Forgive me. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
See that?
Amen.
So he said this, he said the enemy is sowed, it is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Year's end.
Right.
The end. Right. And then he said, and the reapers are the angels.
Right.
Okay? And then he said this, because it's going to be the angels that's going to pick up the people to throw them in the lake. And then he said this, and he said, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, they should gather out of his kingdom that offend and them that do iniquity.
Right.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You see? So this is that thing. In fact, let's look at this a little further. And then he said also, and then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Why? Because the Father's kingdom come when? At the Passover. That's when the Father's kingdom appears. Let's look at this a little further. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 3.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which is, I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12.
Okay. And he was rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, right? Skip down. So he's the first one. Skip down to verse 8.
Well, 8. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time.
So what do you mean one born out of due time? You got a first fruit and you got a second fruit.
Okay.
Oh, right?
Yes, sir.
But he's the wave offering. So he wasn't a part of the Feast of Weeks. He was before the Feast of Weeks. He's the wave offering. So he was the one that was born out of due time. Those that come up in the first resurrection is a part of the first fruits, which is the Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks. And then you got the harvest or the end gathering, which is at the year's end. He was born out of due time according to both of the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to verse 20 and continue.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 reads, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Read on. He's the first fruits. Come on.
Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man is in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, those that are Christ at his coming, they're the first fruit. They're the week of Pentecost right there. Okay, so now we got the wave offering. You got the Pentecost now. Continue.
Amen. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
All is the absolute. Please don't make a mistake with that. That's an absolute statement. Read on.
23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Stop. See, that's when the rest, that's the last harvest. That's the end gather. You see? So you got the first fruit, you got the wave offering here, you got the feast of the feast of weeks, and the end gathering, all in one conversation. Paul was a cold piece.
Amen.
Paul knew the law.
Amen.
He really knew the law. Read on.
Oh, amen. Okay. And am I at 26?
No, yeah. You're in 26. 27. We'll read 26.
Okay. 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all.
There you go.
Amen.
So he gonna hand the kingdom over to the Father when New Jerusalem comes. So those that he gathered into the barn or to the kingdom, they get to live with the Father. That everybody be all in all with his Father.
Amen.
That's the whole thing, us getting back to the Father. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 20 and 11. 20 and 11.
Revelation chapter 20, you said verse 11?
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 20 and 11 reads, And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works.
You see how death and hell gave them up? Okay. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 13, because he said every man was judged according to their works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, when you receive it, read.
12.
Yeah, 14.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 12 and 14 reads, For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good, whether it be evil. Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So now every man is going to be judged according to their works, no matter what, where it was done, no matter what, whether they be good or evil. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 25 and 37.
Amen. Matthew 25. Did you say Matthew 25, babe?
Yes, ma'am.
And what verse?
37. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 25 and
verse. I'm sorry. That must be 20. No. Wait a minute. Don't tell my penmanship get the best of me. Yeah. 37.
Matthew 25 and 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink.
I'm sorry, 31. There it is, 31.
Matthew 25 and 31?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Matthew 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And I was an hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came to me.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, and saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
See, it's better to do good than to perform evil. So if you don't know that person, it's better just to, for your first action is to be righteous.
Amen.
Or you can perform wickedness.
Amen.
You see, this is that thing.
Amen.
But then on the other hand, he's saying, what about those that are not performing righteousness? Okay, let's continue. Matthew 25 and 41. Matthew 25 and 41, when you receive a reading.
Amen, Matthew 25 and 41. Matthew 25 and 41 reads, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. 44. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Amen. Go into Isaiah chapter 58 and 1.
Amen.
See, these things he's given us, you know, the things to do that we should get in his kingdom. And that we shall enjoy the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to suffer a little bit. You're going to suffer losses a little bit. But the end is the payoff is phenomenal. So this is that thing. This is why you invested in his kingdom. Okay? So Isaiah 58. Verse 1, when you receive a read.
Amen. Isaiah 58. And once again, everybody, forgive me for my slight cold. Isaiah 58:1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou hast taken no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors.
See, we call ourselves fasting and still be debating and fighting with each other and all that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And we haven't figured it out yet, even those little basic things. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen. That's a question. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry?
Isn't that what he just got through saying? Mm-hmm. He said, when have I done this to you? When have I done that? But what if you point a finger at people? And what if you're not doing that? He said, you're going to the lake. Mm-hmm. You see that? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Amen. Is it not this fact that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and if thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and if thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?
Come on now, you talk about you so busy trying to uncover somebody else's sin. Are you hiding from yours?
Right, that's a good question.
Read on.
Amen. 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Reward. There you go.
Reward.
He's not talking to somebody that don't know God. He's talking to those that do.
Reward for you.
Because in order for you to be his reward, that means you must have had a guy away from him.
Reward.
And now you going around judging everybody, and you the one that fell away. You see how that spirit jump on people?
Yeah.
We don't.
Amen.
Because that's what Satan did. He the one that fell off, and he's accusing everybody. We don't.
Amen. Verse 9. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not.
So that's the difference. He said, if you do these things, he said, your light is going to shine forth as noonday. You're not going to be a child of the dark, you'll be a child of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because you bring about the right things. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 65 and verse 9. So you cover people's sins and you bring them to the light of the Lord.
Okay. Hold on, I'm posting the scripture. You said
Isaiah 65 and verse 9.
And forgive me, it's going a little slow because I'm posting everything. Isaiah 65 and 9.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. There we go. Isaiah 65 and 9 reads, "And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountain. And my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flock, and the valley of Achor a place for herbs to lie down." Oh, so let me see, 9 and 10. "And Sharon shall be a fold of flock, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in.
Uh-huh.
For my people that have sought me, but ye are they that forsook the Lord."
See the difference? So he's saying, he said the kingdom is going to be for those that sought me.
Okay.
And they're going to lie down with him.
Okay.
They're going to be like his, they're going to be his sheep and his flock. But he said, but you're like the ones that haven't sought him out.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said, ye are they that forsook the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Sorry, babe, let's find them. Verse 11. "But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword."
You go what?
"Therefore will I number
you to the sword.
And ye shall all bow down to thy slaughter, to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer."
You didn't want to hear.
"When I spake, ye did not hear.
You chose to perform wickedness instead.
But did evil before my eyes."
There it is.
"And did choose that wherein I delighted not."
You chose the things that he called sin and wickedness.
Mm.
We've chose that. I should say that. And we, and he said, and these things, he said, and the things that we what? That he did not delight in not. This is that thing we got to be careful about. Trying to get into the kingdom, and we still performing that which is that'll get you kicked out of it. Continue.
Amen. Let's go back. Verse 13. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty."
See, the lake of fire, you're going to be what?
Thirsty.
Hungry.
Hungry and thirsty.
People thought, you know, you're just going to be, no, man, you're going to be in there starving like some cats in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Cambodia. Or any part of the world where starvation is manifesting itself. You don't know what that feels like. Because you're never going to taste food ever. Or water. You got places in the world that's dying from thirst. Going to know what that feels like. He said, my servant's going to have food and water. You're going to be starving and thirsty. In the lake. Read on.
Mm-hmm.
People think the lake is just about worms and fire. No, it ain't. They got a lot going on because death and hell was cast in there. They got jobs. Hell is a whole, every condition on this planet that is awful. Read on.
Amen. 14. "Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit."
Didn't he say weeping and gnashing of teeth?
Amen.
He said, but his servant's going to be doing what? Singing?
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. verse 15. And ye shall leave your name, and you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name.
See, he ain't talking to just the world; he's talking to the Israelites too. And he's letting you know the last name you're gonna get is this one that's in this world, yeah. And this one is tainted. It was tainted by your fathers, and if you saw fit to side with our fathers on this, he said you're gonna die with their name. You're not gonna get the father name from heaven. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16, that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in God of truth, in the God of truth, and that he sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. For behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind.
See, when you get into the Father's kingdom, this is all future. This, the next one is the Son's kingdom. But he said, this is the Father, this is New Jerusalem. You're going to get a full lobotomy. You're not going to remember nothing that offends you in this life. I don't care who it is, mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, child.
Amen.
Nobody. Whatever somebody took your life from this world, you won't even know about it. You won't even know it. You get life. You get eternal life. You get enough bliss. All things become new. The wicked keep the remembering this here. You keep the remembering this world. You don't even get a chance to experience what's really good. And that is a pure heart. What it's really like to have one.
Amen.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1.
Okay, so you stop there, baby. Okay. So you were done at 17?
No. I'm sorry.
Isaiah 65 and 18.
Now I need you to keep going to 19.
Okay. So verse 18, Isaiah 65 and 18. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create.
And for how long? Forever. Read on.
For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Amen.
There it is. Okay. Let's look just a little further. Let's go into Revelation 21 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 21 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Revelation 21 in verse 1. Let's go back to 21. In verse 1 reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with him, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
So here comes the Father. The Father is finally on earth. Okay? So the great white throne is taking place. So if the great white throne is taking place on the eighth day, which only stands the reason you have to be circumcised to take part in the Passover, how you going to go from the seventh day to the ninth day?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to completely skip the eighth day. That's 1,000 years. What's going on there? So the Father's kingdom is on the planet now. Look what he do. Look what that Isaiah 65 was talking about. Continue.
Go back to
Revelation 21 and verse 4.
Revelation 21 and 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
If you've been standing in that great white throne, right. You've been boo-hooing.
Right.
You've been snotting it up, Jack.
Not eating and feasting.
What are you doing eating? You ain't sitting around waiting on no lesson. You was, every knee is going to be bowing. Every knee is going to confess. It ain't about that. What are you doing eating? If you ever tried to make a child eat?
Yeah.
Why they crying?
Right.
That's not a good look.
No. That's a good metaphor. Yeah, amen. Amen.
How can you eat after you just made it through there? Read on.
Amen. Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he saith unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
Come on, it's that make all things new. That's what we're trying to get to there. That's the week of unleavened. Ain't no leaven in there. That's the first day of unleavened bread. Come on, read on.
Amen. Verse 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
See, you don't get that about me if you're in a lake of fire.
Amen.
You get to remember everything you did that got you there. Read on.
Verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plague, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride and the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Amen. And on the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare. Excuse me. And the length is as large as a breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth of the height of it are equal. Amen. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third
Chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl.
We haven't seen none of these.
The ninth, a topaz.
These stones, we're talking about from heaven. Yeah, we've seen replicas of it in this world. Well, we haven't seen the source. The whole cosmos is created from heaven, and all these elements is floating around in heaven right now. But my thing is that we never seen them in its purest form. We will. Continue.
Okay, verse 20. And the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, the topaz, and the tenth, the chrysophoras, the 11th, adjacent, the 12th, the amethyst, and the 12 gates, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
See, that's what you get from Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get a pearl from? I thought pearls came from oysters. Read on.
Okay, what's I at? Verse 22. Okay, 22. Revelation 21 and 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all day by day, and there shall be no light therein. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
That's how you're getting in there, and that's what the inheritance is.
Amen.
So this is that thing. We're trying to get into the kingdom of God. Now, the only way to get into that is through the Lamb's Book of Life. So this is that. So we're trying to reach this. This is where we're trying to escape the lake of fire from here, through the first resurrection or the second. But anything after that is the lake of fire. That's it. No third prize in this one. You got the first resurrection. And then you got the second. Sit. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel's chapter 7 and verse 9. Daniel's chapter 7 and verse 9. Now, what if you don't get into the kingdom? What's there? I mean, the lake of fire. What's there? Well, let's look at that. Daniel 7 and verse 9.
Amen. Daniel 7 and verse 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and their hair and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his will as burning fire. 10. A fire stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld then because...
See, he said, now the judgment is set, and the books are open. Okay? Now, but he said he did what? He said a fiery stream came from before him. and thousands stood before him, and 10,000 times 10,000 ministered unto him. What? No, he said 1,000 times 1,000 ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. So those are the angels that came to take the those that were not fit to get into the kingdom and drop them in a lake of fire. They got a job. And then it's the other thing is that the whole while they're going through this, they're singing and glorifying God. It never stops. God willing, you wake up to this, it's going to be a nightmare all the way around, whether you know or you don't know.
Amen.
Isaiah 30 and verse 27.
Isaiah 30, 27?
Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 30 and 27. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and 27 reads. I'm trying to define. 27. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire.
Man, this is going to be scary as hell. Come on.
And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with thy scythe of vanity,
mm-hmm.
and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song, as in a night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the light, the lighting down of his arm, and the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of devouring fire, I'm trying to say thank you, Jesus, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For though the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod, and in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets in the harps, and in the battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large, the pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
So we got here, you got a solemn assembly. You got the angels singing and playing, ministering unto the Lord. And then he said he called his holy voice to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him talking, and fire is all lightning is flying down his arm, and he's coming towards you with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Cherubim. He's coming at you with those.
Yeah.
Isaiah 31 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 31 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Forgive me.
This is a fire and brimstone lesson for real. Go ahead.
Isaiah 31 and 9. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it is. People go, if you ain't in the kingdom, you're going to be afraid. Afraid. Fear is going to take hold like you never felt before. Isaiah 33 and 10.
Amen.
Okay. Isaiah 33 and 10, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 33 and 10. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chaff. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as a fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime. As thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire.
To you.
Amen. 13. Hear, ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. Sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surpassed the hypocrite.
Surprise.
Thank you. I always do that. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearful hath surprised the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning?
He says, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite. So, one is that all that talking about you don't believe in God and all that, don't you? It's not even going to matter then, because you will.
Amen.
Because he said you're going to be afraid when you do. Mm-hmm. And then he said this. He said, and fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite, those that call themselves believing in God, and they're going to be standing in the judgment. And next thing you know, hey, I ain't making it. All the nonsense I was doing, saying, sowing, performing, and now you didn't make it. Wasn't no mercy? You don't get mercy. Continue.
Amen. Verse 15. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hand from holding a bribe, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the mountains of rock.
Munition.
He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the mount. Oh, menu. Did I say mountains?
Yeah, you did.
What the hell? I'm sorry. Munitions of rock. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Then I shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off.
Other words, and just be patient. Be patient. That's all to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Zephaniah 1 and 4.
Okay. Zephaniah.
When you receive it, read.
Amen. Chapter 1 and verse 4. Amen. Zephaniah 1 and 4 reads, I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off from the remnant of Baal from the place and the name of the cherubims with the priest.
From this place.
Mm-hmm.
I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the name of Cherem with the priest. So he's going to cut off the worship of devils from the midst of the people. And the priesthood. Read on.
Verse 5. And them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord, and that swear by Malcolm, and them that are and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquire for him, hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God. For the day.
Come on, baby. Let's try this again. He said, and them which are turned back.
Verse 6, Zephaniah 1 and 6. And them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord.
And have not what? So you got those that turn from him.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have to know. That's the hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And them that the sinners.
Okay.
That have not sought him. They sinners. Okay, this is where he's getting at. Read on.
Verse 7. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests.
So he prepared a what?
Sacrifice.
Come on now.
8. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such are clothed with strange apparel.
Stop. So he said he got a sacrifice for this. And the word of God is called, that sacrifice is called a sin offering.
Amen.
Go to Matthew chapter 22 and 1. Here go the same conversation. He said he had bid his guests, right? Matthew 22 and 1. We receive a read.
Matthew 22 and 1, read. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, and saying to them, verse 4, again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them, which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. 7. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye thereunto, into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good,
mm-hmm.
and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Strange apparel.
Amen. 12. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
See that? We don't.
Then said the king.
No. 14.
Amen, 14. For many are called, but few are chosen.
So, you know, like I said, you have to know the hypocrites is the ones that know. They were called and chose not. So he said, many are called, few are chosen. He said, they got on strange apparel. You see that?
Yes, sir.
If you're a hypocrite, your apparel is different.
Right.
You got the sinners, and then you got the hypocrites. That means you shine differently.
That's right. Amen.
Your glow is different.
Amen.
Isaiah 28 and verse 15. Mm-hmm. He said, bind them hand and feet, right? So people think you're going to be splashing around, swimming, doing backstrokes and all that in the lake of fire and this, that, and the other. No, you won't. That is not what you're going to be doing. In fact, you will not be able to move a finger If anything, if you're probably able to move a finger, you're going to be a prisoner of your own body. That's exactly what it is. If you're bound hand and foot, that means you can't move. That means you can't move. You're immobile.
Amen.
What did I say? Isaiah, what? 28:15, when you receive a read.
Amen. Isaiah 28.
And 15.
Isaiah 28:15 reads, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell, are we at agreement? When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. If we have made
it don't say if.
Okay, 15. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves.
That'll get you in the lake. Falsehood and lies. And you can trust in your lies and falsehood. You can make them your refuge.
Yep.
That'll get you the lake of fire. Read on.
Verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
Okay, let's look at this a little further. Where are we right now?
We're at Isaiah 28 and verse, the end of 16.
Continue.
So 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge that lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over you. By day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report.
You said it's just going to be a vexation just to even understand the report.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Read on.
Amen. Verse 20, for the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it.
See that? Mm-hmm. And you think you'll be in a lake of fire comfortable? You're going to be in there hungry? You're going to be in there balled up in a bed that's completely uncomfortable for all eternity? Mm-hmm. We've been in gnashing on your teeth, worms eating on you, you burning up. Forget about air conditioning. You're going to remember the days that a breeze blew upon your face.
Amen.
2 Samuel 23:5.
Amen. 2 Samuel.
Second Samuel 23:5. When you receive a read.
Second Samuel 23:5 reads, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with heads. With a man?
They can't be taken with what?
I mean, they cannot be taken with hands.
Right. They can't be taken with hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they can't be taken with hands, then how are they going to be put in a lake of fire?
Well, what did you say?
It's going to tell you yourself.
Oh.
Read on.
Okay. Amen. A hand. Okay, verse 7. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear.
That's how you're going to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
To protect them from the fire. And with a spear. They're going to lift you up in a spear after you being bound up, and they're going to drop you in there. That's the end of the story. St. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 49. And this will wrap it up.
Matthew 14.
And 49. 13 and 49. That's what the angels are going to do. They're going to pick you up and they're going to drop you off. That's it.
Let me see 13 and 49. Amen. Matthew 13 and 49 reads, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. So it be at the end of the world, the angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto them,
that's good.
Okay.
He said, and that's the end of the world right there. And there should be what? Wailing and gnashing of teeth. So we have a choice. We can have that, or we can get into the kingdom of God. It's up to us. The choice is ours. I think the choice is pretty clear. And the result and the end result is pretty clear. You can have it now. You can have it later. It's up to you. Amen? Amen. So all of that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, we want to thank everybody that's participated with us during the feast and the feast week. And, you know, we're going to continue with the regular programming starting this evening with our brother Isaiah Brown from the Sound of the Living Waters Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class. Out of Peoria, he's bringing the spirit tonight, and you want to be here for that. That's again at 7:00 p.m. with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class. Again, that's your brother Isaiah Brown. You want to be here for that. So, with that being said, I want to thank you again for myself, Job Israel, and Maria Reyes Serene Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. I want to thank you for join the Feast of Tabernacles with the family.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In
so,
Jesus.
Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Enjoy the rest of the feast. And until the Passover.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep your sins to a minimum.
Ooh.
Amen.
We keep your sins to a minimum.
Amen.
Until the Passover.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
All right.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water.
of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.